Hello, babes. Welcome to This Body, a podcast about being in a body. But you probably already know that. I'm your host, Sophia, and I am broadcasting to you from Los Angeles, California, home of the Los Angeles Dodgers, winners of the 2024 World Series. That's right. Sorry, Yankees. I can't say I liked your attitude as I watched the games online. I don't know about you New Yorkers. You seem a little bit keyed up. Maybe you should take a chill pill and admit defeat. All right, so this is a mini-sode, a tiny, tiny little episode in front of the election, because I just wanted to send the most positive, loving vibes out into the universe across the world, especially across our very divided, completely psychotic, off its fucking rails country, United States of America. Love you, babe, but you need to pull it together.
Jesus Christ.
What I have noticed since the Dodgers put on such an incredible performance and then brought the trophy back to LA is that sports can really break down all the divides, can't it? I'm a lifelong sports non, as in I don't like sports. I like surfing, and I kind of like boxing until people start bleeding and looking like they really ought to be in hospital or in an anger management group. But the baseball, you guys, it is so graceful. It is so beautiful. Everybody has such unique style unto themselves, and that there is just so many different people. It is so incredibly diverse. And I've never seen Los Angeles come together with so much happiness and just togetherness. Like, so I don't know if this is a harbinger of doom or if I can have a little hope for the future. But in any case, I am going to carry hope for the future through, no matter what the outcome of this election is, because I won't die if the person that I don't like becomes the next president. I will be fucking stressed, probably. There's a possibility I could die as a result of presidential policies, but unlikely. I am stressed at the possibility of another 4 years under that guy. Fuck that guy, man. I'm just, you know, you probably feel the same way if you're here listening to this. And I don't need to go on and on about it, because I know that people are stressed and people are dealing with family members who are on opposite sides of a two-party system, which doesn't fucking work.
What the fuck is going on in here on this day?
Anyway, in 2016, when we were going through the first round of this bullshit, I went to a concert at Zebulon of an LA guy called Guy Blakeslee, and his musical outfit is called Entrance. He also has a band with some other people, the bassist from the Pixies and some other people, called the Entrance Band. But this evening he was just performing under the moniker of Entrance, and he played a song which has always stayed with me. And I think it's important to revisit the lyrics of the song, you know, years after, 8 years later, our views have changed. Perhaps we find Trump a little bit less shocking than before, or if you're anything like me, you just don't even listen to a word he says. If I hear his voice on the radio, I turn it off. If I see his mug on my Instagram feed, I just keep on scrolling, babe. And I have opted out of keeping up with every spastic gasp out of his mouth. And I'm much happier. I'm much, much happier just hearing the news at a more natural rate, i.e. when my friends call me to tell me what crazy bullshit has happened recently. But I'm just going to lean on music. I'm going to try and stay calm through the, I don't know how long it'll take for us to find out who wins this election. Sometimes it's quick. Sometimes it takes a day or so. Yeah, I'm just going to try and stay grounded and just let somebody let me know when these results come in. But it's important to know the difference between right and wrong. It's important to just really take note of the fact that people everywhere have hearts and souls, and everyone wants a good life and everyone deserves a good life. I personally don't believe in borders. It seems absurd to me, and probably seems pretty absurd to people who go to space and look back on this earth, that we would be bitching and moaning over plots of land when we really need to be looking at the bigger picture, you know? Humanity. Humanity is the most important thing for me, for all of us, but I can't control all of us. I can only control myself. So I'm prioritizing my yogic ethics, nonviolence paired with truth first and foremost, and I will speak my truth until the day that I die. And I will continue to grow and learn and keep an open mind. I'm not afraid to change my mind. We're all capable of change if that's what we want. So I'm going to play you the song that really moved me when I heard it back in 2016. And yeah, Guy Blakesley and Entrance. I hope that it's okay to use your song. I'm just going to go ahead and put it on here. And you can send me a cease and desist if you want to, but something tells me that you'd be okay with this. Here is Not Gonna Say Your Name by Entrance.
There are people who say we ought to give you a chance, but there's not a chance in hell that we'll sit back and watch you try to turn back the clock and just sigh and say, oh well. No, we'll fight you every step of the way. You're playing a losing game, and you'll be the one with nothing to say. But I'm not, I'm not, I'm not. It's pathetic and absurd. for someone to blame. Keep on singing for love anyway. And I'm not gonna say your name. Tell me, don't you have a mother, a daughter, a wife? Man, you really ought to be ashamed. Gave you your life. You must really think life is a game. Well, a big storm is coming. It might last 4 years. Maybe nothing will ever be the same. But we won't move away. We will stay right here. We're not.
That's right, bitch. Don't you have a mother, a sister, a wife? You must really think that life is a game. Some people do, you know. Damn, America, you've really brought me to my knees, and not in a fun, sexy kind of way. But I have my dodges. I have my God. I have my friends. I have my life, and I'm going to keep on speaking my truth until God takes me home. Okay, so this is a tiny little mini-sode. I just wanted to send my love out to the listeners and big hugs. If you need a little more, I have a free offering over on my Patreon. That is patreon.com/thisbodypodcast. It's free. A guided meditation. So you don't need to know how to do yoga. It is something that you can do lying down. You can do it in bed, on your couch, just somewhere quiet where you can close your eyes. And I always find yoga nidra very, very, very helpful in stressful times. So I hope that I can help you. Help me help you. In the meantime, if you have been a listener for a while but you haven't rated the pod or left a review, that would really keep me inspired. I would love, love, love if you could rate, review, subscribe. And if you want a little bit more, you can sign up for Patreon. It's only $4 a month. You get 2 bonus episodes at least. And yeah. A little bit more from yours truly. So please take care of yourself first and foremost in the coming days. Be grateful. Make your gratitude lists or talk to your God. And I will see you on the other side of this. So much love.